You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. We're back. We said we're going to do double, and we are doing a double. It is Friday, April 21st. We're going to be talking about the episode I Hear You Knocking that aired on the 14th on the CW. Alongside of me, from AccordingToKristen.com, I have Kristen. What's up, Kristen?
What up, Mike?
And I found out the hard way at the end of this episode because I really enjoyed this one. And so I was so pumped. And then I was like, oh, yeah, it's a no. Oh, crap. It's not tonight. It's next week.
Yes.
Dude, why do they do that? It's like they took a break for what? 2 weeks? Maybe?
No, just one.
1 week. Okay, even worse.
I know. What are we supposed to do with our Friday nights?
No joke. Sucks. But now, don't worry. So, now I understand why you didn't want to do these recap shows, that you were waiting to the last minute so we don't have that long to wait.
You're such a liar.
Brilliant. So, people, I apologize. Oh, I apologize once again. I am always prepared and ready to do these shows. And Kristen is always just like, oh, I've got to, like, clean my room. And I'm like, what about the fans? She's like, screw them. I'm like, wow.
Today is obviously opposite day for Mike.
I have no idea what you're talking about. All right. So I Hear You Knocking. That's what we're going to talk about. I was very happy because I had seen on the Twitterverse before watching this episode, Papa Michelson returns, which you kind of made a comment last recap we just did that you said he's a very mean man.
He is.
Oh, I love him.
He's the worst. He's actually the worst.
You think so?
Yes.
I think he has.
No.
You don't think he can change?
No.
I don't know, man.
No, you can't even finish that statement. He is the worst. And I hate when he calls Klaus boy. Oh.
I don't know.
He's so condescending and mean. And
he's a capital bully.
Yes.
He's a very big bully. But for some reason, I like him. I did. You know?
Because he's one of those ones that he's like so bad, but he's kind of like Klaus is kind of like rebelling against him.
He means well.
No.
He's all about tough love. He wanted his children to be tough.
He's all about tough. I don't know about love.
He loves them in a weird kind of way. I don't know, but it was great seeing Papa Michelson in this episode. Let's see here. What do you think about Freya going behind the family making this dagger that can kill Marcel? I mean, because we see in the beginning and then she's not telling anybody. And at the end of this, of course, I really thought Klaus was going to keep it and say, get away. But, you know, Elijah's like, give it to her. And now she has it, which you heard that advice that he gave her. Because now having that dagger is going to, I can already see it now. Katniss Vampire, he's not going to like this dagger in the hands of a witch.
Yeah, well, Katniss Vampire needs to go somewhere because she's a little two-faced.
She can come on over to my house.
I'm sure she can. I knew she was being sneaky.
I did not see that. Like, I think I was eating some oatmeal, and I was kind of, like, taking my notes, you know, because while we do these recaps, I don't know how you do it, but, like, I watch and then I write as I see things. Mm-hmm. And so I'm taking this move, and all of a sudden at the end, I'm like, at first I thought, that witch, he's a traitor on Katniss. And then Katniss, I'm like, whoa. I did not see that coming at all.
Mm-hmm.
Did not see that. I was just blinded by her hair. She has really nice, natural hair.
But didn't we say when she first appeared and she first started flirting with Marcel, didn't we say that Marcel has really bad taste in women?
You said that.
No, then, you said that because you don't like Cammy.
Well, that was a
But
flame.
He doesn't have very much luck. Okay, that's what I meant to say. It's not that he has bad taste. He just doesn't have much luck.
vagina?
It's that power. They want that power.
You talking about the vagina, the power of the vagina? Or are you talking about?
No, he wants the power of the vagina.
Oh, well.
They want his power over New Orleans.
They want his magic stick? I am so – where are we going with this?
Where are you going?
I don't know. Are we going down this path or are we going down a
– Oh, my God.
I'm a little confused. But no, I think – but, you know, but she means well, though. She wants to protect Marcel. She wants Klaus dead because Klaus can kill – wants to kill Marcel. I mean, in her twisted mind. So – or is Marcel – I mean, is Klaus to Marcel a distraction? You know, maybe she, you know, maybe she feels that Marcel can't be that leader if Klaus is still in the picture.
Yeah.
You know, and Elijah says it to Marcel at the end of this, which was some serious words between them two. But Elijah lays down the law right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Marcel, I think it was good that Marcel heard that his brother's weakness is Marcel.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, because he told Klaus that his weakness is hope,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's both of his quote-unquote children. Children,
yeah. Definitely hope and then children. Yeah, I get what you're saying. I don't know. It's going to be – because that was a bomb. Because now Katniss wants him, Klaus, dead. And then the freaking hollow, obviously that stake there, those vines that grew out of the blood, now those thorns can kill an original. Jesus mm-hmm. Christ.
Bastards.
Freaking, I hate these people. Though I still think Katniss Vampire is still hot.
She is hot.
She is. Let's see here. I think we got off the question though. So what did you feel about Freya making that dagger?
I don't know, because I feel like she's because Elijah is with Haley, and I think Haley is kind of going against Freya a little bit. I think Elijah is starting to go, not against Freya, but I don't think he agrees with everything that she's doing. So doing this behind their back, I don't think is going to.
No, I could see that, because you know what? I think you nailed something right there, because before it's obvious in that I can't remember if it was the last one or this one. Or maybe it was this one where Haley asked what would have. Oh, no, it was the last one.
Yeah.
Where Haley asked what you've done if we needed to knock off some children. And he said mm-hmm. to do whatever. If you look at it, and I think you're right. I think Freya has stepped in the shoes of Elijah. I will do whatever it takes for my family. And Elijah, with Haley and whispering in her ear, like, we can't be ugly and monsters.
Yeah.
And he's starting to get a little soft, maybe, into Freya's eyes. And I think that's why Freya makes that comment, like, you know, you got to be big sister.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm curious to see what happens, because I think Freya is a little bit more chemically unbalanced because she's a woman. Compared to Elijah.
Listen.
No, you have to admit they're both the same, but Elijah does, I think he does it a lot smoother. He thinks things out more than the chemically imbalanced Freya, who happens to be a woman.
You're going to get a lot of hate for that, Mike.
But girls, come on. When it comes to guys, girls go a little bit more ballistic than guys. Come on.
But is she really going ballistic?
I no, I'm not saying she is. I'm thinking that she is quite capable of taking out whoever and whatever for her family.
I think Freya spent way too much time away from her family in the hands of, what was the aunt? Dahlia?
Oh, the Dahlia. Yeah.
I think she spent way too much time with her, and I think that's kind of what's influencing her.
I think
balls to the wall behavior.
I think she just also is looking out for her family.
I think that too, but so is Klaus and Elijah, and Klaus was refusing to kill Marcel.
They're getting a little soft because of Hope and because of Haley. And not soft like isn't weak, but just almost a little bit not as jagged.
Like
maybe it's a little smoothed out.
Before
yeah.
they do things?
Yeah, they're a little buffed out a little bit, you know? Not yeah. a little rougher. So I don't know how that's going to pan. But you know what? It all could change, because in this episode, and we talked about it in the last one, I was getting a little pissed off because I want Freya and the hot wolf chick to go ahead and make out and get it over with. They almost kiss in the beginning of this. And then there's even, I think, what? A leg grabbing at the end?
Yes.
And they still didn't kiss.
Mm-mm.
And you even heard the – I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, there goes the cue right there. Sexy music right there. Bam. That just brought back all Elena and – Stefan mused times together. That was sexy time music, and they didn't do it.
And you got punked.
I swear to God, I did get punked. If I don't if I don't see it next week, the, when it returns next week, I'm going to be pissed off.
Are you going to go on strike?
I might stop watching. Because
oh my God, that's a lie.
I need them to make out. Us fans want to see that. Because I really think that she's going to get happy, and then something's going to happen to the wolf chick. And then, you know, it's over for her.
I hope not, though, because I like that girl.
I do like her. I think she's hot. I think she's dope. I want to see her kick some ass. And I think Freya needs that, because Freya is in a – maybe Freya is a little jealous that everybody has somebody except her. You know, last time Freya went out, she was dancing on the bar all drunk. Remember?
Yes.
Let's see what else. I said I have it here in my notes. I do love Mary, the old wolf.
Really?
I'm a fan of her. Uh-oh. You don't?
I have a love-hate relationship with Mary.
I think she's old school.
She is old school. But Elijah is not hurting...
Yeah, she's still, Haley. He's still a vampire. She's old school. She's like your mom, like a grandmother. I get
it. But I think it's more so that her grandson. Was it her grandson or her son?
I think it was a grandson, right? Jake or Jack or whatever the hell his name, Jackson.
Jackson.
Yeah, that guy.
Was that his name? Oh my God, I don't remember.
It was Jackson.
The one with the denim jackets. But I think she holds like like a grudge against
vampires.
Yes.
Oh, I get it. I get it. And she's old school. I get it.
Yeah, but still, that's her granddaughter or great granddaughter's.
She has nothing against Hope. She babysits all the time. She has no problem with Haley. It's just the vamps. It's, you know, it's like a, you know, it's like your daughter dating a bad boy. I mean, come on, Elijah is a bad boy.
Yes.
So, I mean, I don't think she was told. I mean, she didn't say get off my land. She's just like, he's not welcome. It's going to take some time. She'll see it. Huh. You'll see.
Okay, but let's be real. Okay, this is what bothered me about Mary in this episode.
Okay.
Haley tells her about this whole serpent symbol thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And a few episodes back, Hope had those drawings all over the house.
That is true.
And Mary was in the room with her. She didn't see that drawing.
Maybe she has cataracts.
False.
Maybe she keeps her distance from... I don't know, but you're right. You would have thought. I mean, something is a little bit more sinister in there. I think she's not telling... I think even after this episode, she's still not telling everything. Like, here's a book. But I think there's more to it. I think that when she
I think there is too, especially about Haley's family and...
Yeah.
How they were killed and everything. But I just, like, I was watching and I was like, she was acting like, oh my God, no, not that symbol. But it's like, hello, that symbol was all over your house because Hope was drawing it.
Maybe she couldn't understand Hope's pictures.
Are you saying Hope is a shitty drawer?
I'm just saying some of them were a little scribble. You know, I have a son. Sometimes I'm like, oh, this is beautiful. Sometimes I'm like, what is this, Maddox? I have no idea what this is. So there it is. I do have to say, it kind of reminded me, did you think about me in this episode? About my,
why?
Because of Marcel's swag and my swag are almost alike.
Wow.
When Marcel tells Katniss Vamp, like, stay here. She's like, you don't give me no order. He goes, boy, she stayed, didn't she? That was, I put here, Marcel has super swag.
Wow.
I know. I thought you, wasn't it you that texted me and you were like, Marcel reminds me of you, Mike. Didn't you, nope. You didn't text me that? Negative. Swear to God, you did.
Mm-mm.
I did definitely enjoy the part where Klaus kills those three people, thinking that they're his dad.
Oh my God, that was terrible.
Yeah, that was. I put pretty effed up. The hollow is. That was.
And then he thought he killed Freya.
Yes. And then oh my God. There was a part of me that I was like, oh, she's still in the bell house.
Mike.
I'm just saying. I like Freya, but she's just. I think she just.
You just wanted to make out with the
yes,
girl.
Yes, that's it. I mean, if she would have already kissed the wolf chick,
stay.
I would have been like, no, not Freya. There goes my blackjack. But since they have kids, I was like, yeah. But I already knew that wasn't happening. But that was, it was pretty messed up. When I saw the bodies, I was like, wait a second. Those are people.
Yeah, that was bad. I was like, oh my God, now he's going to feel worse.
Oh, yeah. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
And normally he wouldn't have cared. He is changing. Let's see what else. I did enjoy the fight. Klaus, Marcel fight. There was a couple touch and go situations, moments there, because in this show, I mean, you can get staked and then you can die for a couple of episodes. I was a little worried that something was going to happen to Elijah or Klaus or Marcel. But then Freya shows up and we do see the little glimpse. We kind of talked about it in the last recap. We kind of see a, like a shadow. I swear it looks like a woman.
Yeah, I did notice that shadow. But
there's some.
I don't know where it would come from.
Maybe it's Dahlia.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't know.
I swear it seemed like she had yellow little eyes and like some type of cloak. That's what it, I mean, but it was a shadow. I was trying to check it out, but it looked like a female or a really small guy.
That looks like a girl. A really small man?
That looks like a girl, yes. let's see what else. Yeah,
did you think Freya was going to get sucked into that hollow thing?
I thought she was a goner for a minute, and once again, I was going to be pissed because they hadn't made out. But luckily, the werewolf chick saved the day again and helped out. So, yeah, this was a good episode. I give this episode a 10.
Yeah, I do too. Yeah, and you know, the one thing I thought was weird about Freya with the whole blue light thing is that she conjured that.
Yeah, she did. She did.
And maybe she's the hollow.
I don't know about that. But yo, it was
a reach. But how can she conjure? How can she conjure that if
Freya's a badass witch?
Well, that's obvious.
But you're right. It is a kind of like, hey, you just can't be summoning blue light. I mean, you would have thought, I don't know. That's where I was like, Free, you idiot. but she's still in it because she hasn't made out yet.
And God.
It's obvious.
That's your only complaint.
The girl, the wolf chick, put her hand on her lap. Was like, yeah, okay, I stayed for your cut. I was like, hello, Freya, do it. And it didn't happen. I almost stopped watching that this series because of that right there. But I'm going to give it to next week. Next week, next Friday, April 28th, it returns, the originals. Mm-hmm. Pretty excited. I give this one episode a 10. What do you give it?
A 10?
Don't copy me.
Listen.
Are you sure? Because every time we get off the phone, you're like, it was really like an 8, Mike.
No, I'm positive.
Okay. You heard her. Oh,
and I did hear that the ratings for the show have done really good considering they said it's a weeknight.
Oh, really?
But they said that the ratings have stayed pretty good.
Good. Fridays are a little scary because, you know.
People are going out.
Yeah, people go out for the weekend. Same thing on Saturdays. So for it to still do, I think it's doing great. This season is badass.
Yes.
I'm really enjoying this season. And
I will be really upset if this show gets canceled.
Why don't you shut up now? Please shut up. Shut up. I'm already going through one emotional thing. My outsiders on WGN. WGN, the network, is going in a different direction. And this coming up week is the season finale, and it wasn't supposed to be for the outsiders. Yeah, and it's a great, great show. So hopefully somebody else will pick it up, like Netflix or Hulu or something. Well, Netflix, because I have Netflix. But that's a whole different thing. All right, so I think we're done, right?
I think so.
Next week it returns, next Friday night on the CW, and then you and I will talk on Saturday or Sunday and not get sucker out. And maybe we'll get our kiss.
I don't know.
All right.
I'm going to have to tweet the writers because they're going to lose
A
viewer. They're going to lose a viewer.
Oh, not. There's a lot of us out there that want to see him kiss. There's a whole Facebook group I started.
Oh, my God.
5,000 members strong.
Mm-hmm.
We called the group Just Kiss Already. Hashtag the originals. So, all right. So if you want to check out some of Kristen's stuff, according to Kristen.com, that is her blog.
Yes.
I know that you've got like reviews on there and articles and giveaways and all that good stuff. And if they want to follow you on Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff, what is it?
I am on Twitter and Instagram at @thisiskristen_. And since you made me give out my Snapchat in the last recap.
Yes.
My Snapchat is Kristen0409.
Cool. No yes. More late night snaps, please.
Oh, my God.
All right. If you want to check me out, iWatchMike.com is my blog. And Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us there. My Snapchat's on the blog. You can search Talking the Originals on iTunes or audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. And Kristen and I are there. And then we also recap The Walking Dead and Fear of the Walking Dead, which is going to be starting up soon. Yes. And I think that's about it. So for everybody.
Yes. And also, yes, wait, we wanted to shout out.
Yes, we forgot.
Our friends at the. It's at Originals AAF.
Super fans of the Originals, The Vampire Diaries, all that good stuff. So make sure you check out their stuff. Follow them on Twitter. They got a website as well. We forgot to shout out to them, but they're always showing love and the retweets. And I really wish we could shout out to everybody, but it's a lot. And I always tell Kristen, I'm like, write them down. She's like, no, screw them. I'm like, Kristen. So
no, that's false.
So that's about
it. Wait, but it's at the Originals AAF. And that's also their website address too. Sorry.
Got it. Cool. All right. Say goodbye. Have a great weekend. Say goodbye.
Bye.
You are the reason your family is alive. And now they've woken up.
Nothing is going to harm my little girl.
The world's a bad place, and sometimes we have to do bad things to survive.
I will deliver another kind of nightmare. I'm going to keep you safe, always and forever.
We're family. We stick together.
The Originals, Fridays at 8, 7 Central on the CW.